performed by Miss Kimmy's dancers of the Community Y School of Dance. The extravaganza will be held Sunday, December 3rd from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Marshalltown Veterans Memorial Coliseum.
The Community Calendar airs daily as a service of News Talk 1230 KFJV.
And welcome, everyone. Experience Marshalltown. And we have Val Ruff, of course, hosting, our Convention and Visitors Bureau Director. How are you?
I'm good.
I am glad you are good. Are we talking holiday stroll?
We are talking
holiday stroll. I kind of figured. You look very festive.
Yeah.
Yeah. You look like you're ready to party for the holidays.
I am. I'm ready. Exactly. So today we are definitely talking about the holiday stroll and the Festival of Trees because they kind of go hand in hand. And my guest this morning is Deb Hippler, and she is either the chair or the co-chair.
The chair.
She is chairing this, and they've already had some fun events happen last night just trying to get set up. And, you know, those are always the fun challenges of having a community event and working with volunteers and the weather, and it just all, you just have to figure it all out as you go, don't you? So
that's
welcome
right.
In this morning.
Thank you so much.
So we're going to talk about the 26th annual Holiday Stroll. This has been a long time community event. Very well attended. People love the opportunity to come down and celebrate in the downtown. So where should we start about talking about the Holiday Stroll this year? What would you like us to know first of all?
Well, first and foremost, we are excited about bringing back the parade. We had a lot of response that people really missed the parade. And so we have it back in full force. I think we have 20-something entries.
Oh, awesome.
And it's going to be just great. We've actually have stepped up all the lighting downtown. So the poles have extra lights on them, and it's going to be so festive and very cheery. I think the people will really enjoy that.
I know,
as well.
And that's what's the fun thing is when you come, of course, it's getting dark earlier now, whether we like it or not, right? But the fun part about coming to the downtown is when the stores are open and everything's lit up, and a part of that lighted parade will be that it travels a few blocks to the courthouse, and then what happens?
Well, it'll travel. It'll start from just on the other side of 3rd Street.
Okay.
And it'll travel all the way down to the courthouse where once Santa, of course, appears with the sleigh, then all the lights come on the courthouse lawn. And that is always a spectacular
it
thing
is.
To see.
Yeah, so. The Optimists do a beautiful job
they do a
of that
job.
With the trees. Mm-hmm. And so that officially kicks off the holiday season.
It does. And
so the countdown begins.
It does. And that will start at 5 o'clock.
Right, so, the lighted parade. So you don't want to wait too long. You want to get downtown early, get your little spot there on Main
Street.
That's
right, that's right.
Just the right spot so you can see all the entries. That's really good, though, 20 entries. That's exciting.
Yeah, it's around 20, and we might have more. We've just had, everybody's just jumping on board.
And sometimes those last-minute ones are like, hey, we want to be in, too.
Sure.
And I think some folks watch the weather.
Yeah, they do, but we're going to have really nice weather.
I see that.
It's in the 40s, so we're hoping we're hanging on
so
to that.
So you've had a conversation with Mother Nature.
Yes, we've been putting it out there to them that please be nice to us.
I don't blame you. I've done that many times. So we've got the lighted parade to kicks off the holiday stroll at 5 p.m. And so let's talk now about all of the amazing. I know there's a new thing this year, but let's save that.
Okay.
Let's save that for the listeners in case they don't know. So let's talk about some of the basic things that we've always had as a part of the holiday stroll is Santa's Workshop.
Yes.
So where do we have Santa's Workshop?
And Santa's Workshop's going to be in the Mayfair Cleaners this year.
Oh, great.
So great space in there. And thank you to Mayfair for letting us, allowing us to use that spot. And then, of course, the kids will have the extra activities. The Times does a great job with that. They organize all that. And then right outside that area, Salvation Army is going to have their truck where they're going to be serving hot chocolate out of.
Oh, great.
So that'll be nice. And thank you to them for that. And then actually pretty much just down in that same area over in the Telefarms is where the train display is going to be this year. So that'll be a great thing for, normally it was down on the other end. Well, we got it pulled to this end now.
Okay.
So that'll be great.
So where, remind me where Telefarms is.
Telefarms is pretty much right across the street from where the Times is.
Oh, Times
Republican. It's right on the corner there.
So that's where the train display will
be. That's where the train display is. And we'll have V-boards out.
Okay.
With all that indicated. So people will be able to find everything. And one thing we're really excited about this year is on the courthouse lawn, right on the corner, we're having an info booth.
Oh, that's
right. That's going to be manned. We have a huge, we have a map that will be out on a big sign.
Okay.
And then we have individual maps that we hand out. So everybody knows where everything's at. And
great.
It's easy to find.
I know Jenny's been working on working on those maps, and she's excited about the information booth. And we'll have, for anybody who happens to be in the downtown, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, we just got our brand new dining guides, and she'll have those available too. So come downtown hungry. Mm-hmm. And bring your family and friends and take in the holiday stroll, grab a dining guide, and kind of choose somewhere different than you haven't eaten before.
Right.
That would be my, would extend that invitation. Try something different. We have 17 dining options in the downtown. So take advantage of all the great mom and pop ethnic cuisine that we have in our downtown.
Yes.
So that is exciting. So that's the train display, Santa's workshop. Mm-hmm. What are some other things?
Over at the Ortheum, of course, we have all types of entertainment. The Tree Festival, of course, that's going to be back. That's always great.
Yeah, Barb and her group does a beautiful job with the Tree Festival.
Great job. And then actually there's a kids' carnival going on.
Okay.
At the same time up above, there's the Bell Choir, and then Elf the Movie will be playing. And their times are Saturday 1 and 3. And then there is a, I think there's a one showing on Sunday.
Okay.
But
for the movie Elf.
For the movie Elf.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And then there's various entertainments that will, entertainment that will be booked throughout the course of the evening.
Oh, good.
And those will all be posted over at the Orpheum so
great,
people can
great.
Stop in there.
Okay. Well, we just blew through that first 8 minutes. So Deb Hippler with the Holiday Stroll and the Festival of Trees. And we will be right back with our second segment of Experience Marshalltown. Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa, so meet in the middle in Marshalltown. The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
In many countries around the world, medical care is scarce. From birth defects to serious injuries and illnesses, countless millions have no access to safe surgery. Mercy Ships is there to help, with a team of volunteer professionals, nurses, surgeons, utilizing state-of-the-art hospital ships. Mercy Ships provides free surgeries for the thousands of those who are waiting for surgery at each port.
Mercy Ships is bringing services to countries that would otherwise never be able to access those services.
We just see people that need help. You realize that they have no way of getting help, and I want them to know that they're loved.
Help make a lasting impact and turn someone's fear to joy. Find out how you can help by visiting our website at mercyships.org for more information. That's mercyships.org.
Welcome back, Experience Marshalltown. Val Ruff, hosting Convention and Visitors Bureau Director. And we're talking about the Holiday Stroll.
We are. We're talking about the holiday stroll and all the fun amenities and, you know, some of the things that they bring back every year that people love, and the residents and folks that come in to take advantage of this community event. 26 years they've been doing the holiday stroll. And so I have Deb Hippler in with me this morning, and we're talking about some of the things that, you know, they've done in the past. The new, they brought back the lighted parade because everyone missed that. And if you weren't listening earlier, that is kicks off at 5 p.m. There are 20 entries, so that should be a nice little lighted parade. So, Deb, let's talk a little bit about, I know that we've talked a little bit about some of the things that we've had in the past, and we've had the horse-drawn carriage, and I know, where does that start, the horse-drawn carriage? I know that's very popular.
Well, yes, it is, and great, great family participation in that. And that, actually, we've had to kind of reroute a little bit, but we have made it, it's going to go two blocks now.
Oh, great.
Instead of the one block, and then that one actually starts, I think it starts over on Center Street. The map will indicate where they'll pick up and everything, but you'll get two full blocks of riding this
year.
Yay,
that'll be fun. That's a fun event. It kind of reminds you of going into downtown Chicago.
Yep.
Getting on the horse and buggy and cruising around. So now we've got some new things this year.
So for those that
said, oh, I've been to the holiday stroll, but no, we have some new things this year. So what is the big, fun, new, I guess it's not really an event, but it's kind of a new amenity.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Let's share it
with the listeners.
Okay, the window. We're having a competition window display for our businesses downtown. It's a great way to get all that festive flair going in all the fronts, and people just really enjoy that when they walk down the street to see all that. So we decided to incorporate it in with a holiday window competition. So we have 14 businesses that are competing this year, and we'll have that indicated on the brochure that you can pick up at the info booth that's on the corner of the courthouse. You'll have your ballot. You can walk around and look at all the businesses that are listed, and then you vote on the one that you think that you'd like the best, and then you'll drop your ballot off at the info box, and the winner will get a $200 gift card.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah, and then they'll have
a good incentive.
Yes, and then they'll also get a window cling that we've designed that they can put in their storefront window, indicating that they were the winner of the stroll this year.
Oh, that's nice.
So that's nice.
And that's the whole fun. I just have to share that, okay, so if you're listening and you're of my age or my generation, shopping in the downtown was something that we did. There wasn't a mall at that time. Mm-hmm. And so we always commerced in Marshalltown. I grew up just south of here, and we commerced in Marshalltown. So the downtown has always been a kind of a part of my fabric, you could say. But I just love coming back and having that old-fashioned downtown holiday Christmas feel. Mm-hmm. And I think they do a really good job of that. I don't, maybe that's just my own personal
viewpoint.
But that's the fun thing about the holidays, you know, is I know you can go to the mall and you can do those things, but this is just like the old-fashioned Christmas that we all remember.
Right. And a lot of the stores they're going to be opening, they have great specials going on, and a lot of the business are serving refreshments as well when you come in to visit their store.
So you'll have plenty of hot chocolate or hot cider on every corner, right?
Right, and cookies and all kinds of things.
And get your sugar and caffeine.
Yes.
So I know there's one thing that I know I've been talking to Jenny, and she's so excited about this, and there's a new feature that's coming, and it's actually going to be here for 3 days.
Right.
Do you want to go ahead and bust that news out?
Yes, and that is we are bringing in an ice skating rink that will be set up on the street on First Ave right next to the courthouse. And it is a large, and it's a synthetic rink, so we don't have to worry about the weather not being warm enough or whatever. And it acts just like a regular rink. We'll have skates for you to rent, and we're having it for 3 days. Friday, it'll be open from 4 to 8. Saturday from 10 to 8, and Sunday from 12 to 6. Adults are $5 and then $1 for skate rental. And the children's for 12 and under are $3 with $1 skate rental. And that will be, and then the there'll be music and playing, and then we have food trucks out there serving hot chocolate and
gourmet hot dogs.
Gourmet hot dogs from Flying
Flying Elbow.
That'll be over at actually at the Gallery Garden.
Dave's
Mini Donuts will be right there, and then Unity Point Ambulance will be serving hot chocolate out of their truck right there as well.
So that'll be really fun. Yeah. I am so excited. Like I said to you earlier, my husband and I will be working at the skate rink on Friday night. We're looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. I'm just looking forward to seeing this faux ice skating rink. Like, it's pretend ice, right?
Right. It's they assemble it together, and then they spray it with a special thing, and it's just a great event. And people just have a great time.
Oh, yeah. And who doesn't love ice skating? It's like, you know, we just need to bring in the huge Christmas tree. And,
well, Jenny Etter and
I. We're doing a lighting of the Christmas tree, and then you can go out and skate. Mm-hmm.
She and I were talking at Man on the Street, Jenny Etter and I. Uh-huh. We have worked up a whole skating routine that we are going to unveil. it'll be.
I can hardly wait.
Yeah, she kind of looked at me like that deer in the headlights look, but it'll be fabulous.
It will be. It's going to be so fun. So if you're just tuning in, I have Deb Hippler on this morning, and we're talking about the holiday stroll and the Festival of Trees. And, you know, this is an annual event that's been happening in our downtown for 26 years. And super excited to announce the new feature of the ice skating rink, the window competition, and then some of the things that everybody loves every year coming back. Sounds like there's going to be something all the way from Third Street to Third Avenue, all the way to the Orpheum. The Orpheum has a whole lineup of things going on. We got an information booth. You know, you did say there'd be sporadic entertainment along the main street. So I know, because I worked on these things, community events, for a long, long time, that this isn't possible without sponsors.
Oh, we love our sponsors. They are what keep us just so in front of being able to do so much more. And like with this, the expense of having this rink in this year, it was wonderful for our sponsors to really step up so that we could afford to bring something really exciting and new to the community.
And that is, we have to boast that we probably have some of the best collaborators and sponsors and volunteers in Marshalltown, Iowa. I mean, we are so fortunate.
Right. Our volunteers, without them, we couldn't do anything.
Do you have an idea, just maybe off the top of your head, how many volunteers you've been working with?
There's so many. I can't even begin to think. And then with all the extra help that we've needed with the skating rink, you know, we're just so thankful for everybody that has really stepped up.
So you've got folks like Barb Hegstrand, who takes care of that Festival of Trees, and I know that she calls in her cooking club and said, all right, girls, we're going to be pulling this off. So you do. Right. You bring your friends and family help you.
That's right.
And so we really appreciate the sponsors, and we appreciate all the volunteers. Mm-hmm. So we are going to take a quick break, and we'll be back for our final segment of Experience Marshalltown.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know, Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa, so meet in the middle in Marshalltown. The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
Attention men under the age of 35. You know what really impresses the ladies? When a guy has a few drinks and later gets pulled over for buzz driving. That could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. There goes let's grab dinner and a movie. Oh, I know. You drive more carefully when you're buzzed. You've proven that hundreds of times. A woman admires that kind of confidence. And you've practiced how to speak if a cop does pull you over. Slowly, clearly, and politely, like, good evening, officer. A woman admires that kind of foresight. And what woman doesn't find it adorable that you call it buzzed even though the law calls it drunk? You could kiss $10,000 goodbye, along with any chance of having a girlfriend. Because nothing says, I'm a catch, more than a guy who lives in his parents' basement and calls it my place.
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Experience Marshalltown. Val Ruff is hosting, and we are kind of wrapping up the holiday stroll talk here.
We are. We've had a great segment, and it's gone so fast. Thanks, Deb, for being on and talking about the holiday stroll. And I know it's near and dear to everybody's heart. It's such a fun event, and it does. It kicks off the holiday season for the downtown merchants and kind of our community. So it's 26 years of the holiday stroll. So I think what we'll do this segment is we'll just kind of recap everything. You know, there's lots of new things. I don't know if you just kind of want to walk through the dates and the time and some of those types of things for the listeners. And then I'll take the last few minutes and talk a little bit about the CVB.
Okay, sure. So we're bringing back the parade, as we said, and that starts at 5. And then once Santa appears, of course, he hits the courthouse. All the lights come on the courthouse lawn, and that's always fabulous to see. We have more lights coming on, more festivities. We have the window competition display now with 14 of our realtors downtown that the public can vote on, and that's going to be a great event. We still have the Santa's Workshop. We have the Festival of Trees. We have the train displays. We have the entertainment going on over at the Orpheum. And then we have the brand new event of the skating rink that will be there from Friday from 4 to 8, Saturday from 10 to 8, and Sunday from 12 to 6. And that will be located on First Avenue right next to the courthouse. We'll have a couple of our food vendors out there for donuts and coffee and hot chocolate. We have some things going on over at the Gallery Garden as well. And it's just going to be a great event.
Yeah, I think you guys have just knocked it out of the park this year. So thank you for all of your help. I know you've already been busy.
Yes, we
just there putting all the finishing touches and getting. Right. I mean, you're really just getting started on a lot of that.
A lot of the final details.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you'll be working on that today and tomorrow
all the way up to the breaking hour, right?
All those last minutes, and it sounds like Mother Nature's cooperating. It's going to be beautiful weather. So the nice thing about that is that you can bring out your friends and your family. It's a family event. So bring everybody out and come out to the holiday stroll.
Yes.
It's always fun, and there's always something for everybody. I'm looking forward to the skating rink. I just can't wait. That's going to be such a new fun feature.
Well, it's a great thing that so many people have never experienced a skating rink. In our areas, it's not always accessible. And that's something we thought we could bring into our community that would be a lot of fun for everyone.
I think it'll be very well celebrated.
I hope so.
I know there's going to be a lot of things going on. So let's see. So 5 o'clock, as Deb said, is the lighted parade kicks off. And 20 entries. I'm excited to see I know a couple of the folks that are going to be in the parade. I'm anxious to see them in their costumes. Mm-hmm. And the info booth will be nice. And like you said, you'll have a big map, and you'll actually have fold-out maps.
Right.
For individuals to make sure that they get to everything that they want to get to.
Right. Ballots. The ballots, you can pick up the ballots from the info box to vote on the window competition. Maps will be there. The new restaurant dining guide will be there as well.
Yeah.
And then we have somebody manning it. Anytime you need any information, you can go right there and they'll direct you where
it's going.
And that'll
be nice. That'll be a nice feature because sometimes you're just not sure. So at least you have a point of interest where you can go. And where's that info is going to be on the
courthouse? It's going to be right on the corner of right there on Center Street, right on that corner. So it's very accessible for everyone. And then we also want to mention that we'll have a photo opportunity with a lighted sleigh for anybody that wants to do that. And we've got a hashtag with that so that you can share out that as well. And we'll have that noted right on the lawn. It'll be positioned over by one of the lighted trees.
Sure.
It'll be a great family
out. Oh, that'll be fun. And nothing's more fun than a sleigh, right?
That's right.
Well, and then that brings us kind of to our horse-drawn carriage rides.
That's right.
That's something they do every year that I know lots of families. There's always a line for the horse-drawn
carriage
because folks love to get on there and ride around.
Yeah, and this year we extended so the ride lasts two blocks now. So we get a little bit longer ride for your money. So
that'll
great.
Be fun. And thank you to all the sponsors. We want to give a shout out to them because this wouldn't be possible without the sponsors, and definitely not without all those crazy volunteers that help us to come early and stay till the midnight hour to make sure things are picked up and things like that. So that all makes a difference. So just want to give a quick plug to the Marshalltown Dining Guide, a guide to local eateries. And these are kind of hot off the press. They arrived about a week ago, and we will be doing an unveil of the dining guide. And that will be located at the Helberg's Jewelry building in that little lobby area. We'll have a quick unveil of the dining guide, and so come and grab your copy. There'll be a couple of those dining guides that might have a little surprise inside. So maybe you'll be the fortunate one that gets the surprise of maybe even possibly a free meal. So we're going to be unveiling that dining guide. It's 44 pages. It showcases 69 dining options in our community, 17 of them, which is in the downtown. You can check that out on www.marshalltown.org/visit. Thanks for tuning in to Experience Marshalltown.
Hi, I'm Steve Strand from Strand's, Marshalltown's flooring and paint store. For over 43 years, our business has grown by providing personal